I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Mike Coleus of Ann Arbor, Michigan. We love Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Mike, and we love you for your contribution.
Been too long since I've been there. That deli is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for your support, Mike. We have got a desert island jukebox that is just jammed with tunes, but there's always room for one more. Give us a hint, Jim, of what you're going to add this week.
Greg, I'm going to play an instrumental band that is one of my favorites of all time. I'm shocked we've never played them before on Sound Opinions. And get ready, there's an Eno connection.
Oh boy, can't wait for that. That's coming up on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions, Jim. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
How can it be, Mr. Kot, that we have never talked about Penguin Cafe Orchestra?
Oh, yeah, that's right? Cool. Good point.
I mean, we were prepping for a Brian Eno classic album dissection. We didn't have any news peg this week, and so I just opened the CD drawer, the one that was on the top, on the right, on the credenza of CDs, just closed my eyes, went down, and then up pops Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And I'm like, oh, this is an oblique strategy type coincidence. Uh-huh. Prepping for Eno, here comes this band that Eno released their two best-known albums when he briefly had a boutique label back in the 70s, 80s. Who was Penguin Cafe Orchestra? Essentially a brilliant English guitarist, Simon Hefes, part classical music, part rock guitar, became frustrated with the limitations of both. So turned to traditional British Isles folk music and an approach towards instrumental versions that kind of continued with one of Eno's favorite things. You don't have to be a virtuoso. In fact, you don't even really have to know how to play in order to contribute to this music that we're making. Music from the Penguin Cafe, the debut album, was recorded over a span of 2 years, came out in 76, and then the self-titled Penguin Cafe Orchestra album followed in 81. I love both of them. We have Hefes playing strings, oboe, trombone, piano, other contributors coming and going on different orchestral and folk music instruments, and then a lot of found sounds. I think after the Aphex Twin, who famously once made a track based on nothing but the sound of tapping on a Coke can and various electronic variations thereof, the song I'm going to play, Telephone and Rubber Band, is one of the best found instrument songs ever. It is based around a tape loop of a British telephone ringtone that had a particularly notable kind of melody to it, accompanied with a twanging rubber band, right? This really sums up half of what Penguin Cafe Orchestra did so well. Been featured in a lot of soundtracks, most notably, I think, Oliver Stone's Talk Radio. You may know it right away and didn't know that it was Penguin Cafe Orchestra. I also love the very next song on that album, their second, which is Cutting Branches for a Temporary Shelter, a traditional British folk song that they deliver this beautiful, beautiful melody. Carmel has genuine fondness for perhaps 5% 1% of things that I listen to regularly, but Penguin Cafe Orchestra is one of her favorites. I was, playing it one day,
wow,
and she fell
okay.
in love with it. You know, I mean, she's got and she takes Jim with a grain of salt, because mm-hmm. let's face it, when I'm playing Can or something, that's when she goes for a walk. Penguin Cafe Orchestra. Sadly, Simon Hefe's passed several years ago from a brain tumor. The bands come together in various incarnations first, but I think those two albums are absolute must-owns, and thank you, Brian Eno, for releasing them. Here is Telephone and Rubber Band. Telephone and Rubber Band by Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Thanks for the reminder, Jim. I remember the band now very well, but
yeah.
I hadn't thought about them for years. But there was a great period of time, which we are going to get into very soon with this Brian Eno classic album dissection that was particularly amazing for a new type of avant-pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right in the middle of that. That is it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.
Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.